The Holy Gospel appointed for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the third chapter, verses 20 through 35. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He's possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided among itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven, the children of men, and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, 'He has an unclean spirit.'" And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to resist the devil, who is constantly trying to deceive us, just like he did not only with Jesus' own immediate family, the religious leaders, but even Jesus himself out in the wilderness of the desert. When Jesus finally told the devil, "Away from me, it is written, you shall serve the Lord your God, and him only shall you worship." Therefore, help us by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit to believe and trust in Jesus, who was not out of his mind, but in complete control of himself as he healed the sick and the afflicted ones, the deaf, the mute, the blind, the lame, by the power of his word as the Son of God. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Mark, the third chapter, with special attention to verses 20 through 22. Then Jesus went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons, he casts out demons." This is the word of God. Your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, and the Lord of our Christian life. Have you ever heard someone say he is out of his mind? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. This is especially true when someone does something dangerous or outrageously crazy or out of character, either skydiving or parachuting from an airplane, trying to jump from a bridge in order to commit suicide, or trying to evade the police or the highway patrol in hot pursuit after robbing a bank, or unwilling to stop after speeding or going through a stoplight or a stop sign. Whatever it is, people nowadays will do dangerous and crazy things which are out of their minds. And that's precisely what everyone's saying about Jesus. That Jesus is out of his mind. That somehow Jesus was possessed by an evil spirit. That Jesus was not only possessed by an evil spirit or by demons, but also casting out demons by the power of Satan, the prince of demons. So Jesus' family was very concerned about him. They were concerned about his health, his safety and well-being. As a matter of fact, his mother Mary and four of his half-brothers, Joseph and James and Simon and Judas, came all the way from Capernaum, about 30 miles away, to check on Jesus. They were convinced that Jesus was delusional and possessed by an evil spirit, even though the cause for their concern wasn't justified at all. That concern was also expressed by the religious leaders, especially the scribes in the synagogue, even though Jesus' popularity with the people was overwhelming. And yet, the religious leaders accused him, questioned his divine authority, and began to tell him that he was possessed by the evil spirit. And yet Jesus was not delusional. He wasn't demon-possessed, or even for that matter, out of his mind. On the contrary, Jesus was in complete control of himself and healing those who were demon-possessed by his own miraculous power as the Son of God. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, beginning verse 22, Jesus was so told that he brought a man who was demon-possessed, who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both now talk and see. And all the people present were astonished and said, "Could this be the Son of David?" A title for the coming of the Messiah. Yes, could this be the Son of David? But when the Pharisees heard about his miraculous sign, they tried to discredit him and accused him, saying, "It is only by Beelzebub and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons." And how does Jesus react to their accusations? Does Jesus get upset, angry with them? No. Instead of that, Jesus called out to them and began to tell them about parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? In other words, how is it possible for anyone to be possessed by Satan to cast out Satan? It's impossible. As a matter of fact, Jesus illustrated that by saying to them, if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand either. And that is also true of us today. Jesus said, if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end.
Therefore, Jesus could not possibly be possessed by an evil spirit or by Satan himself to cast out Satan. On the contrary, it was actually Satan who was totally and completely out of control, out of his mind, in trying to discredit Jesus' miraculous powers and signs by using and controlling the religious leaders and even his own immediate family. And yet it's interesting to note that the people thought otherwise when they asked, could this be the Son of David? Is it possible that Jesus is who he claims to be? That Jesus is able to cast out demons by his own powerful and miraculous signs and wonders? As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus challenged them saying in chapter 12, verse 27, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? Not only that, but Jesus went on to say, but if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And then Jesus concluded saying, truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man, and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. So there's no question about the fact that Satan tried to undermine Jesus' miraculous signs and wonders as the Son of God by having his own family, and especially the religious leaders, accuse him of being demon-possessed and casting out demons by the prince of demons, that Jesus had an unclean spirit. As a matter of fact, that is precisely what Satan tried to do with Jesus out in the wilderness of the desert for 40 days and 40 nights. As he tempted Jesus before all of them, and Jesus finally told him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And that's precisely what Satan also tries to do with us. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. Satan is constantly trying to deceive us, to use us, to control us, just like he did with his own family, Jesus' family, and the religious leaders of the synagogue. As a matter of fact, that is precisely what Satan did with Adam and Eve in the very beginning of time. And we all know the story, don't we? Satan tempted Eve with the question, did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And unfortunately, Adam and Eve believed in Satan and were deceived by him. They gave in to him and ate of the forbidden fruit, even though God told them, you must not eat fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. We read in the Old Testament lesson for today that God called out to Adam and said, where are you? And how did Adam respond to the Lord God? I heard the sound of thee in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked and I hid myself. So God said to him, Adam, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat of? And what was Adam's response to God? Adam blamed Eve for eating from the forbidden fruit. Adam said, the woman whom you gave to me, she gave me the fruit, and I ate. So the Lord God turned to the woman and said, Eve, what is this that you have done? And the woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. And you know the rest of the story. We're also tempted to blame each other for things that we are clearly responsible for. And as a consequence of their actions, they were banished by God forever from the Garden of Eden. And that is precisely what Satan also did with Peter in the New Testament when he used him and controlled him to rebuke Jesus. So that Jesus finally had to say to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." The same happened with Judas Iscariot, as Satan also used him to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. We're told that Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, as he betrayed his Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship. As a matter of fact, St. Paul warns us, saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, Satan masquerades himself as an angel of light in order to deceive us. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 9, Satan is described as that ancient serpent trying to lead the whole world astray. That's why Peter reminds us, saying this morning, "Be sober, be vigilant. The devil, your adversary, roams around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour, but resist him firm in your faith." Yes, Satan will try to deceive us, to use us, and to control us, to sin and break the law of God and His commandments. But thanks be to God, Jesus has freed us from the power of Satan. Every time we are tempted by him to sin or transgress the law of God and His commandments. I'm always reminded of the words of Martin Luther in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe that Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil." Yes, Jesus has redeemed us, not only from all of our sins and from the power of death, but especially from the power of the devil. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit to help us resist the temptations by the devil and to place all of our faith and trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the great promise of the gift of eternal life. Not only that, but to believe that Jesus was not out of His mind, but in complete control of Himself as He healed the sick, reached out to the afflicted ones, the deaf, the mute, the blind, the lame, by the power of His Word as the Son of God. May our prayer today be the words we sang during the hymn of the day. O Son of God in Galilee, You made the deaf to hear, the mute to speak, the blind to see, Your grace to them make known. Oh, listen to the silent prayer of Your afflicted ones. Oh, bid them cast on You their care. Oh, blessed Lord, be near. May God bless us in our faith, our trust, and walk with Jesus as we always rely on Him for His healing, that Jesus is not out of His mind, that Jesus is always in control of our lives, especially when we are sick, we have our trials and tribulations in life. Pray to Him and know that He will take care of us in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.